The Giants, they lose to the Eagles. They finish the season 4-12. And now the questions, Pat Shurmur, is he done? Dave Gettleman, the general manager, what's his status? What's going on between the owners? A lot of questions about the New York Giants. To break it down for you, we bring in Pat Leonard from the Daily News. Hey, Pat, how are you?
Hey, Lori, very well. As you know, a lot going on right now, so I'm on high alert for it being 1 a.m., as you are.
Yeah, if you get a text, don't let us stand in the way. If you can, feel free to break news on the program. Let's start with one rumor that's out there. We're going to get to the head coach in a second, but one rumor that's out there is that apparently the Giants general manager, Dave Gettleman, walked by some members of the media on Sunday after the game and said, I'll see you on Tuesday, or I'll talk to you on Tuesday. Is Gettleman going to be talking to the media on Tuesday?
I was standing there when he said it. Yeah, he said, we'll talk Tuesday. So it seems as if he believes that he is going to address us on Tuesday as the Giants general manager. I made a joke then. I said, I can't breathe because I just can't imagine that the Giants would bring him back and fire Pat Shurmur because all expectations are they will fire Pat Shurmur, and I can't understand why they would retain the GM and fire the coach. Gettleman actually did walk around the MetLife Stadium surprisingly confidently today for a guy whose team lost 34-17 and finished 4-12 with three of their wins against teams that also have top five draft picks. But I also heard there were morning reports kind of trickling out that almost sounded like Dave building his case, saying that he's ready to go forward if the Giants are ready to retain him. So I think it was a little bit of hope on his part rather than any knowledge that something is definitely going his way. But of course, it sounds like there is a split in the organization at the top over what the Giants should do between the Tishes and the Maras. The Maras leaning towards, as they typically do, as John Mara typically does, towards stability, which is understandable. But also Steve Tisch wanting to blow up a plan and a regime that is clearly not working.
Yeah, so wanted to ask you about that. And typically, as we know, it's John Mara who tends to have the authority and ownership for football operations. It's Steve Tisch and the Tisch family who has the authority on off the field and business operations. How does this dynamic work here, though, between these families that have coexisted so well when you have these two different visions?
No, that's an excellent question. I think, so the Tishes, yes, are seen as more of the business, the money side, versus the Maras being the football side. And, of course, more often you're seeing, either John Maras or Chris Maras' car in the parking lot, reporting there on a regular basis, whereas Steve Tisch is in and out of town. But he is, just because he is not physically there, does not mean that he is not heavily invested, and he certainly is. And that became extremely clear to me personally at the owners' meetings in Arizona this past spring when he and John Mara sat down with a group of us in a conference room. And Steve Tisch and Mara wasn't happy with trading Odell Beckham either. It was something that they both struggled with. But you could really sense the frustration and kind of the hesitation of how it would work out that Steve Tisch and John had paid Odell, $21 million plus the $16 million in dead money that they ate for one season. And now they were basically paying him to play for another team. And you could even sense you could sense this idea of a bad investment, the trading of a star, something that Steve Tisch knows very well from the movie and entertainment industry. And so there's this idea or there's this dynamic of the Tishes wanting to put the best product on the field possible, run the best business possible. And so as the Maras and the football side have not gone as well as the Giants are typically used to it going these last 5 years, or 7 of 8 years they haven't made the playoffs, you're starting to see a little bit of Steve Tisch flexing his muscle, so to speak, And this even goes back to the Ben McAdoo, Jerry Reese firings, when the morning of the Giants-Raiders game when Geno Smith started, there was actually a report on ESPN that Reese and McAdoo likely were out in 24 hours. And now Mara has said, has told me too, that, you know, he sat on the plane on the ride home and didn't really make a decision until he molded over at that point. But very interesting that it came from someone high up in the organization that the decision had already been made. And so I think what you're seeing now is the business of football and the business of the Giants and the brand of the Giants have all taken a hit. And so Steve Tisch is going to be as involved as ever now in trying to make sure that full picture goes the right way. And we all know that the Maras wanted to do that too, but there is just a certain way this franchise has run in the past. And Dave Gettleman reflects a lot of that past. And maybe I think what Steve Tisch is emphasizing is maybe it's time to look toward the future and kind of reconsider a lot of the ways that they operate.
That's what I was going to ask you. When you're in terms of what Steve Tisch would be looking for, is it just, you know, is it looking for whether I look, you know, we look at franchises like the Ravens or the Eagles or others that are more analytically driven? Is it franchises? Is it just a desire to have one of the types of players, a Kyle, you know, you look at the Kyle Shanahans and the Sean McVays, some of these just younger coaches or younger front offices? Is it about that? What is it? What do you think it is that Steve Tisch is looking for that's different from what John Mara is looking for?
Yeah, you hit the nail right on the head. I think it's just this idea that, okay, put it this way. The Baltimore Ravens had Joe Flacco starting at quarterback for them. The Giants had Eli Manning starting at quarterback for them. Could you ever have envisioned Dave Gettleman and the current state of the Giants recognizing not only what Lamar Jackson could be, but then putting a plan in place, as the Ravens have, to completely change and revolutionize their offense and the entire approach of the NFL in order to fit the MVP of the 2019 season on their team? The answer is no. You can't see the Giants being innovative enough and forward-thinking enough at this point with this current regime to do that. And so that's a perfect example. Like you mentioned, the Ravens or the Eagles or any of these teams are involving, yes, the analytics, but and also the approach of, you don't have to hire someone just because there's a connection to you. You could hire them because you respect their football acumen. And then finally, Matt Rhule, Josh McDaniels, some of these candidates on the market. And, you know, I think John Mara, or I can tell you John Mara, just like Steve Tisch, wants these things to happen too, as far as he wants the Giants to put the best product on the field. And he wants them to have all the best resources and use all the best information. But the desire and then the practice of it are two different things. And the last thing I would add to the answer for this is that some of these coaching candidates, they are guys who want to bring their own vision to the organization they join. They already are in good situations, such as Rhule and McDaniels. And like Matt Rhule has actually used the word alignment to describe what he needs in the program he joins. And I think where Tisch and Mara seem to be on a different page at this point is the recognition that if you retain Dave Gettleman, you are signaling to some of these coaching candidates that they're going to have to answer to him and his way of thinking and drafting and assembling a roster. And that is going to narrow your pool of candidates if you do stick with him as your general manager.
Talking to Pat Leonard from the Daily News about the Giants. So for the Giant fan that is hoping for wholesale change, you know, change of coach and change of general manager, if Dave Gettleman is going to speak at a press conference to the, you know, speak to the media on Tuesday, and the organization allows him to do that, but then they're interviewing head coaching candidates, call it somebody like a Matt Rhule, or they're talking to their agents and finding out that, hey, this guy would consider you, but he won't work with your general manager. Is there still a chance that they let him talk to the media on, you know, on Tuesday, and yet decide over the next few weeks that they need to make a change?
Yes, there's a chance. There's a chance that they actually would want to test the waters of how much that that Gettleman's presence would narrow the coaching pool, right? If they automatically decide right away Shermer's not the guy, and then really want to see for themselves, does Dave's presence deter all of these guys we want to talk to, and therefore we need to get rid of him too? That could happen. There's the thought, though it's not like anyone said this, but Dave Gettleman is a guy who has worked in this organization a long time and has a lot of close relationships there. And if the Giants wanted to, it could be a situation where he could talk to us on Tuesday and either Tuesday or somewhat down the road soon step away in a way that it's not the Giants firing him and blowing him out of the building without him even getting a word in. But it's kind of a respectful way of moving on from somebody who they have a good relationship with and not calling it a firing. So there's a possibility that that could happen as well.
I could see them doing one of those, you know, consultants to the owner or allowing him to scout. I mean, he could have value in that role as long as he's not the guy who's making the overall football decisions for the organization.
Yes, for sure. Though I can say this, I don't think it would help them to have him step back in an advisory capacity because he would still be in the building with all of these players and it was his roster. I think it would need to be him stepping away out of the organization.
Yeah. All right. So now looking at the you and I have been talking as if it's a foregone conclusion about Pat Shurmur. Just because I think that, what are you hearing about Pat Shurmur? Is he gone?
Yes. I heard weeks ago that there really wasn't anything he could do down the stretch to save his job. Now, as I said already, as we talked about, there is a sentiment in the organization like, hey, you know, we fired a coach 25 months ago. You know, firing another one here, it's not exactly what we want to be known for here. We gave him a 5-year contract. He still has 3 years on it and all of that. But Shurmur's poor communication skills, both internally with some players and externally with the media and by, through us, the fans, really, is where he's lost the fan base.
Yep.
Those combined with his in-game poor coaching decisions, it just all adds up to the fact. And let's not forget this too, Lori. I think people forget about this now. He benched Eli Manning in week 3 I saw Ian O'Connor of ESPN wrote recently that Eli had expected to get 8 games.
Mm-hmm.
Like we all knew that Eli expected to play more, but he wrote that he expected to play 8 games. And so Shurmur knew when he did that he was sticking his neck out and putting his own neck on the line. And when you lose 9 straight games to tie the all franchise record in a 95-year history of an organization, that's why Shurmur says, I get this as a wins business, because he took a chance and it backfired on him. And so that's another huge reason why he will not be a coach after tomorrow.
Now, before I let you go real quick, did you see enough from Daniel Jones to feel like he will be an above average quarterback in this league?
I think so. I feel better about him now, certainly, than I did when they drafted him. I like his toughness, his intelligence. I think he's extremely competitive, and there's more to him even than he's shown so far, like personality-wise. The turnovers are a huge issue, and a lot of his shortcomings and strengths are reflective basically of how he was evaluated pre-draft, which is why he came in as average to a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think there is potential there, not guaranteed franchise quarterback, but I think there is potential there. And I will say this too, we always laud Eli Manning for whether he's having a good game or a bad game. As you know, in the Super Bowls and the clutch, no matter what happened the last play, he has a short memory and he's able to go out and just make a big play. I do think Daniel has some of that to him. I do think he has the quality of, it doesn't matter what happened on the last play, I can come out and make that big play. But especially the way this season ended with the turnovers, you just can't say for sure. And certainly that relates to the safety of the GM and the coach. If you're going to keep Dave Gettleman because he drafted him, but fire Pat Shurmur, who's helped develop him, and you feel good about Jones, it just doesn't all add up. That's another reason why I think if you're firing one, it's both of them.
I would agree with you. We'll see what happens. Everyone should be stay tuned. Read Pat Leonard. Read Twitter over the next 24 to 48 hours. Pat Leonard, appreciate the time. Catch up with you soon.